are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
Nice to have you here. A nice warm morning.
Well, it's beautiful. It really is.
A little bit of a heat wave for fall.
You know, and and we get, you know, a couple of those 20-degree temperatures and 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds, and then it really makes you appreciate a beautiful... What did it get
Absolutely.
Up to 80 yesterday? It was so nice.
It was pretty close, and today we could very well hit 80.
Really?
So, then next week, the cold front moves back in.
Okay. I'm going to go park myself on the patio and enjoy it while I can.
It's a beautiful day to do that. And, speaking of beautiful days and a beautiful spot there in Fort Pierre, one of the things that has been on the minds of folks is vacation rentals.
It is. And I have made no secret of the fact that I am a fan of vacation rentals. It's my favorite place to stay when I get together with my family, because mm-hmm. we can all be together. It's private. It's, it's just warm and inviting, and it's and you're all together.
Right.
Having said that, the same thing that makes a vacation rental inviting to guests can create problems in a municipality if they're not regulated and monitored. And so we have had a few bad experiences with vacation rentals. We started writing ordinances, talking to other cities a year ago, and we created something that was a little probably too much, and went back to the drawing board, and came up with something new that allows vacation rentals to be located pretty much anywhere in town except in residential areas. So we had the second hearing on those ordinances this week, and we had a number of people who came in and talked about too much regulation,
mm-hmm.
and talked about the fact that people are buying these and with the idea of having a business, and now what a lot of people don't realize is that they were not allowed before. They were not permitted. There was nothing in our ordinances that permitted a vacation rental. So what we did was actually allow them. These new ordinances allow vacation rentals, but in restricted areas. And so it passed unanimously. There was about an hour of discussion and input from the public. But then the council did pass it unanimously, and so we'll just go ahead. We know they're not perfect, and so there will probably be some changes as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they are now legal in Fort Pierre under certain conditions.
Right, and of course, if anybody has any questions, where that might be, if they if it would fit for them, the best thing to do would be to reach out to the city and,
exactly.
and ask those questions.
Right. Right. That's exactly right. And obviously, if you want to stop by and pick up copies of the ordinances,
mm-hmm.
That's always possible. Rick Hahn, the Public Works Director, is always available, but he's generally if he's in the office and not on the phone, he's available to talk about it.
All right. So, yeah, that's... one of the topics has been a hot one lately, but of course, also I hear there was some tree removal recently because of the emerald ash borer.
Yet.
They're destructive.
Yeah, not yet.
Or there will be.
Yeah, we put out RFPs for proposals and bids, and we received three, and so the arbor board, which was appointed 2 years ago, has been working on this for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We actually started talking about it as a city about 5 years ago. And the of course, the emerald ash borer, I think, has gotten no closer than Sioux Falls for a while. But if we use other pests, tree pests, as an example, it took about 10 years, you know, for the last one to get from Sioux Falls to Pier and Fort Pier. And so we're assuming it will take about that long. But actually, it's as close as the next load of firewood that somebody brings in for campfires.
Right.
And it can come in that quickly.
Absolutely. And that is, you know, it's a great idea to be prepared to have something in place, because once they make their presence known, there's nothing you can really do but remove the trees.
Treating is fairly expensive, and so you don't do that with every tree in town. But the Arbor Board and our park staff has been working hard for the past couple of years, first of all, to survey the city and see how many ash trees we have in public areas.
Okay.
That's the only thing we're worried about right now.
Right.
And so the one thing that people were concerned about was I have six nice ash trees in my boulevard. Now, boulevards are public property, but the individual who lives at that property probably planted those ash trees and thinking that, you know, I mean, you just kind of adopt that boulevard as yours. And so they are not interested in seeing their nice six ash trees come down. And so when people saw the advertising for the tree removal, they got very concerned, thinking we were going to lose every ash tree in town, and that's simply not the case. But we are planning a public meeting, and I will get more information out about that as soon as I have more details. And we have invited Dr. Ball, who is the state's tree expert, to come in and talk to us and answer any questions.
Excellent. So, an opportunity to get some of those questions answered, see what can be done, and being able to stay ahead of it.
In the meantime, the Arbor Board and the city will be looking at a protocol for what kind of criteria do we have. You know, we're not going to treat every ash tree. And so we're going to have a size and a location and then someone who's willing to pay for the treatment. So we are putting together that kind of protocol. In some cases, like in the park, obviously the city is going to pay for the treatment on those.
Right. So, again, if there's any questions, you know, just kind of keep an eye open about, the meetings that will be coming up and all the different things there. And, you know, they can always call and see when those will be.
Right. And we'll try to make sure we get the word out on that as soon as we get it scheduled.
Absolutely. All right. Working hard as always.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to try to keep warm next week. So when we see you next week, you'll have to bundle up.
Okay. So I'm going to have to find my coat, right?
That's right. That's probably a good idea.
Okay.
Well, as always, thank you for stopping in, Mayor.
Thank you, Dave.
There's Fort Pier Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.